Porn star Jessie Jane cause of death revealed. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 9, 2024. Jessie Jane, one of the biggest porn stars of the early 2000s, was found dead alongside her boyfriend in January. Her cause of death has been revealed more than 5 months later. Jane, whose real name is Cindy Taylor, was found dead alongside her 33-year-old boyfriend, Brett Hassenmuller, inside their Oklahoma home in late January. At the time, reports speculated that the 43-year-old's demise was due to a drug-related incident. It has now been confirmed that both Jane and Hassenmuller died of an accidental cocaine and fentanyl overdose, according to a report by the Oklahoman. The Office of Chief Medical Examiner for Oklahoma also noted in the autopsy report that the porn star's body was already decomposing when it was found. The medical examiner released the first page of the autopsy report on Sunday, and will reportedly make the full report public on July 17. Authorities found Jane and her boyfriend dead in late January when they were called to the Moore, Oklahoma, home to conduct a welfare check after Hassenmuller's employer noted that he had not shown up to work for several days. Jane is perhaps best known for starring in the 2008 adult film, Pirates 2, Stagnetti's Revenge. The porn star is also known for her appearances in the 2004 movie, Starsky and Hutch, as well as HBO's series, Entourage. "I got into porn right at the perfect time, when porn stars mattered," Jane told GQ magazine in 2018. "Porn stars back then, they were big, glamorous. You walked into a room, you turned heads. Everybody knew who you were because they actually had to buy your product or DVDs, everything," she added. "Porn was so naughty, but everybody watched it." The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs Control has called fentanyl the biggest threat to public health and safety in the state, the Oklahoman reported. Notably, fentanyl has been increasingly plaguing the United States in recent years, with deaths involving synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl, rising to 73,838 in 2022, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA. As Breitbart News reported, deaths caused by fentanyl overdoses among young people have also more than doubled since the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, said in May. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.